Hello and welcome to Good Morning Thailand. Today we'll be talking about some of the news topics from across the country. I'm Jay.
And I'm Alex.
This ad is brought to you by CarZuno, the easiest way to lease a brand new car in Thailand.
And we're going to start with our first story today, which is regarding the Move Forward Party. Thailand's Constitutional Court has agreed to hear a case seeking the dissolution of the Move Forward Party, marking a significant setback to the country's anti-establishment movement. This legal move stems from the party's controversial campaign to reform laws protecting the monarchy, a campaign that has already led to over 260 prosecutions in recent years. The court's decision follows a prior ruling that deemed the party's proposal unconstitutional, interpreting it as an attempt to undermine the monarchy. Despite its electoral success and popularity, particularly among young and urban voters, Move Forward faces potential dissolution and political bans for its leaders, echoing the fate of its predecessor, Future Forward. This development underscores the tension between progressive reforms advocated by Move Forward, including the end of military conscription and the dismantling of business monopolies, and Thailand's conservative establishment, which views the monarchy as sacrosanct.
But yeah, no, that's a... I don't know, man. Like, this constant dissolution, the threat of dissolution of a political party, it's like a hydra, I always feel like. You can cut off the head, but then the more organizations will spring up that will be basically carrying on the spirit of it.
Yeah.
Like we've already seen with the dissolution of the Future Forward Party. So, I don't...
Yeah, well, the Move Forward got further than the Future Forward. Maybe right. The next Forward Party might
get further.
Well,
they won the election last year, right?
That's they did. Yeah, so, some people tend to forget that. They did win the election.
Yeah, so anyways, yeah, it's a pretty unfortunate like fall from grace considering winning the election and now maybe dissolution.
Oof. Yeah. Oh, well.
That'll make some people angry. Mm-hmm. All right, well, anyways, next story, we have another cannabis update as the Deputy Prime Minister has announced his support for regulated cannabis use.
Oh.
So in Thailand, Deputy Prime Minister Anutin has publicly supported the regulated use of cannabis amidst a growing debate over the plant's legal status. The announcement comes in the wake of remarks by Prime Minister Thavisin, who proposed reclassifying marijuana as an illicit substance, citing adverse societal impacts. Anutin, who previously served as Minister of Public Health, emphasized the benefits of cannabis in medical, economic, and research sectors, aligning with the government's policy. Despite some governmental calls for its recriminalization, Anutin argued for regulation over outright illegality, highlighting potential economic gains and the medical value recognized internationally. His stance represents a pivotal movement in Thailand's cannabis debate, balancing between traditional drug policies and progressive views on marijuana use. Yeah, that's not the only country. Germany has been in the news lately for legalizing it. So this is something that I see Thailand has been sort of a leader in the world on this particular policy. The dominoes are falling around the world. But as those dominoes fall, Thailand becomes less special, right? Like if other Southeast Asian nations start to legalize it, then that's an edge that they kind of lose out on. So I don't think going backwards is the way, and it's encouraging to hear the Deputy Prime Minister maintaining his support.
That's right. And even though the other countries might catch up, Thailand's got the swag, baby.
Mm-hmm.
Thailand's a tourist destination.
You can't mess with that, for sure.
Do you want to go smoke it in... Germany, or no offense to Germany, Germany is great, but you know, like in cold Berlin or sunny Phuket.
Yeah. I'm with you. I live here, so
yeah.
I think I've made my choice.
All right. Well, we're gonna move on to our next story, which takes us to Laotian monks.
Mm-hmm.
Who doesn't like a good monk story? Laotian monks harassed during a pilgrimage in Thailand by overzealous individuals.
Mm-hmm.
In an unsettling event that has sparked widespread reaction online, two Laotian monks and a male follower were subjected to harassment during the pilgrimage across Thailand. While resting at a bus stop in Nakhon Sawan, they were approached by an individual on a motorcycle, persistently offering them sexual favors. Despite the monks' refusal and attempts to leave, the individual followed them, continuing her propositions. A video shared by one of the monks, Lin Suchito, on social media showcases a distressing encounter, raising concerns over potential sexual assault. The video, which quickly went viral, has elicited mixed reactions from Thai netizens, with many praising the monks for their restraint and adherence to the vows. Lin, in his display of forgiveness, has called for no repetition of such actions towards monks, highlighting the gravity of the misconduct. The incident sheds light on the challenges religious figures can face and the importance of respecting monastic boundaries.
Yeah.
I guess you just want what you can't have.
Well, no. Like, I mean, they can't have, but this woman, a trans woman, was harassing them.
Oh, and was just, it a trans woman?
It was
woman.
Indeed a ladyboy, but yeah, she was very persistent. Like, she was like, yo, you want this? And then she kept driving on their scooter, chasing them and stuff like that. It's like, please stop. Like,
I think that person was just trying to troll them. You
yeah,
know?
It does feel that
but
way.
But obviously, yeah. Like, look, they're monks. They're men of religion. They're just doing their thing. Leave them alone. Stop harassing people.
Yeah.
I think this is more like harassing rather than sexual assault.
Bro, no, it's not. Yeah, yeah. It was definitely just run-of-the-mill street harassment. Yeah. But at the same time, yeah, leave them alone.
Yeah, it's just your casual run-of-the-mill street harassment.
No touching happened, I don't think. Okay. So that's okay.
All right.
So, some other weird behavior happening in Bangkok as a man gets intoxicated and brandishes a gun. So, in Bangkok police apprehended a 60-year-old man, Prosopchok, a.k.a. Choksomkok, for flaunting a firearm while under the influence of alcohol. The operation involved senior officers who say that the man now faces charges related to illegal possession of firearms and ammunition discovered during a raid on his rental room in Pasichoron district. Authorities seized a semi-automatic pistol, multiple rounds of ammunition, and a knife. The arrest followed citizens' reports of his public weapon display and suspected drug use. With a history of illegal gambling and no firearm permit, his capture marks a significant response to community concerns over safety and illegal activities. If you see something, say something. Drunk guy wielding a gun.
Mm.
Not okay.
Yeah.
Like,
not a casual thing.
No.
Not a casual thing.
Like, yeah. The firearms.
I see gun, I walk away.
Indeed, yeah. Generally. I haven't seen one in a while, fortunately, but...
Might be a bit more common for you, I don't know.
Yeah, it's true. I mean, this is a problem in America, right? People go to the clubs, get drunk, and then people, start brandishing weapons. And
yeah. Don't do it.
Don't do it. Yeah.
All right. ladies and gentlemen, we're going to move on to our next story. Now, this is a classic only in Thailand story. Mm-hmm. A Thai man fulfills his unique vow by running naked for conscription exemption. That's right. In an unusual display of gratitude, a Thai man ran naked after being exempted from military conscription, fulfilling his promise to a Buddha statue in Ang Thong province. The incident highlights a common practice among Thai men who, hoping to avoid conscription, turn to religious or supernatural beliefs for assistance. The Royal Thai Army's annual conscription process, which mandates military service for those drawing a red card, drives many to seek divine intervention. This year, from April 1 to 12th, those hoping for exemption visited renowned shrines like the one housing the Luang Pak Hao statue, believed to have granted conscription exemption to many. Following tradition, the man, along with the others who had their wishes granted, performed a ritual involving running naked and striking an aluminium bucket. Now, for those of you wondering what's going on, this period of the year is the time where young men in Thailand have to go and show up for military service. Mm-hmm. And they're given two options where they can either pick a black card or a red card. And depending on which card you draw, you'll either have to serve 2 years in the military or you get exempted. So this story is basically regarding a young man who was exempted from his military service and therefore ran naked in joy, because who wants to go to the military for 2 years? Not everybody.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's the thing. It's a luck of the draw thing, right?
Yeah.
Like, people just got oh, damn it, there goes 2 years of my life all of a sudden.
Would you run naked to avoid 2 years military service? Or are you a patriot?
I don't know. I feel like I could stand to be whipped into shape a little bit. So, maybe I should go sign up.
I don't know if you'd survive.
I'd probably just streak. Yeah, that's probably the easier option.
You're a streaker. Indeed. A streaker written all over you.
Well, anyways, we have a very interesting last story. So, a disabled man is making waves in the Muay Thai scene here in Thailand, and he's set with an upcoming match. Jake Peacock, the disabled son of former Premier League star Gavin Peacock, is set to challenge conventions in Muay Thai, stepping into the ring in Thailand against Kohei Shinjo. Born in a family celebrated for its football achievements, with his father and grandfather both having illustrious careers in English football, Jake chose a different path in combat sports. Despite being born without his right hand, he has defied expectations, securing titles in Canada and earning a reputation for his distinctive fighting style. Peacock's approach, tailored to his physical condition, showcases his adaptability and innovative spirit in the sport. Beyond the ring, Jake's journey reflects a deep personal transformation, anchored by his faith, which has guided him through challenges and bullying related to his disability. As he prepares for his fight at One Friday Night Fights, Jake's story stands as a testament to perseverance, identity beyond physical limitations, and the pursuit of excellence on one's own terms. I was watching this guy yesterday. I caught some of his highlights.
Yeah.
The man's good.
Yeah.
And he's still got, like, you know, it's his hand's gone, but he's got the crux of the elbow, so he can still catch kicks and stuff like that. Very talented guy, and I haven't seen him lose yet. Yeah. So,
we wish him all the best. Yeah, I knew this story, obviously, because his father used to play for Chelsea Football Club. A long lineage of football players, but yeah, good to see him in martial arts.
Peak physical athlete. Yeah. Like, now he's doing One Friday.
Comes from a family of athletes.
Well, I'm so excited because I go to those fights. I'm gonna be able to catch this guy soon. So very exciting. I like that.
Right, well, ladies and gentlemen, those are some of the stories from across the country today. For now, we finish with the news section. You can find more stories on thetiger.com, of course. We're going to dive into some of the comments.
This ad is brought to you by CarZuno, the easiest way to lease a brand new car in Thailand.